Valley developers are planning two warehouse buildings in Mesa, and they're operating on the if you build it, they will come theory. The project is being built on spec. It'll join an existing development, which features office and warehouse space.
In many ways, the intersection of Broadway and Dobson and Mesa looks like a lot of Valley intersections. Gas stations, strip malls on the corners. But on the northwest corner, it's fenced in. You can't see inside right now. That, however, could be changing.
Our vacancy rate is just below 7% out in Southeast Valley. So if you take that into account and really start digging into, you know, what we need out that way, this is exactly the type of product that we'd be looking for.
Steve Larson handles industrial brokerage in the Southeast Valley for the commercial real estate firm Jones Lang LaSalle.
It's more functional. The location is fantastic. We're close to a lot of retail amenities. And then obviously you're at the crux of all of those freeways with the US 60, the 101 and the 202.
There are other buildings that I imagine look fairly similar to what the developers are envisioning for the new buildings there. So it looks like sort of low slung, kind of larger buildings that have other tenants in them. Does having that kind of tenant, that kind of development in that neighborhood, will it do anything for that neighborhood, that Broadway Dobson area?
Absolutely. If you drive through there, you're already seeing a lot of that be rejuvenated. You're seeing a lot of different developments and, more rejuvenation to the area along with the retail that's going on. These people that are going to be working there are going to be looking for places to go for lunch, places to run errands to, things like that. So I believe that this is going to bring a lot more than just the simple warehouse jobs that are going to be there.
Well, you see more based on this new development. I mean, because as we said, there are already a lot of folks working in that area. There are already a bunch of buildings in there. And it doesn't look, at least a quick drive-by, it didn't look like there are a ton of, as you said, places to eat lunch, things like that right around. Will this new development, do you think, change that significantly?
I think a lot of the retail development that's currently existing, that's not going to change. We're not going to see a big retail power center go in just because these couple of buildings are going up. And that's very indicative of the different projects around the market. But you will see, this is a former Motorola campus. It was just a blank slate. So to have very functional, very good looking product up, I think just in terms of aesthetics, it will change the way that area looks.
Would you expect that the companies that move into these buildings will be companies that are new to the Valley or new to the Mesa, the East Valley area, or might they be companies that are already there that are just looking for a new facility?
You'll probably have a combination of both. If you look at spaces that are, 30,000 square feet and up, where a lot of these companies that are going to be coming in from out of town are going to be looking for, the availability is very small. So you'll see a combination of both. But I would say the bulk of the tenants to this project will be existing throughout the airport in the Southeast Valley.
So we're not necessarily looking at new companies, new jobs coming to the area, maybe some expansion perhaps?
That would probably be my guess. Is you may get another very large company like an Avial or a Braun Ability from out of Arizona, but my guess is that the bulk of them will be local currently, or at least have an operation currently here in Phoenix.
Steve Larson handles industrial brokerage in the Southeast Valley for the commercial real estate firm Jones Lang LaSalle.